Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino App. Yes, that DraftKings. Now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania, DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours. You get all kinds of games to play, like slots and blackjack and roulette. My personal favorite is blackjack, but you could pick your own game, lots of choices. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now. Use promo code KSN and you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. This is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And Dusty, this week, we are going to talk about the defensive line and their development, not only the defensive line as it stands today, but how it is going into the future. I can't remember what our conversation was last week that kind of led us to this topic, but I'll start with overall, where does the defensive line stand program-wise?
So I think the conversation last week, and I honestly don't recall whether it was on air or off the air, was basically, you know, I theorized that maybe for the first time, could you see a defensive tackle move the defensive end? You've seen the defensive end move the defensive tackle, but this is one of the rare times. And I think, as far as I know, the first time in James Franklin's tenure at Penn State where I feel like the defensive tackle depth is better than the defensive end depth. And I think that's what spurred this conversation, just about where things stand and where things are going. And philosophically, I feel like there, you know, to me, there seems to be a little bit of a shift or a new commitment from Penn State on in terms of what they're looking for at some of these positions. So I think you roll all this up, I think it's an interesting time to try to ponder this. And, you know, you look at the 2020 season, which this is one of the big things for me, I think, is that you are definitively losing after the season Shaka Toney and Shane Simmons, two defensive ends. I think, you know, the depth, barring somebody developing that we haven't seen yet, like a Smith Vilbert or Nick Tarburton, somebody like that, you're looking at a rotation that's not super deep and proven in the first place. So you lose to Jason Owe, you know, with his physical ability, and if he has a monster year, there's a decent chance that Jason Owe moves on after the 2020 season too. He's a redshirt sophomore, so he will be draft eligible. So it does get the wheels turning. Okay, like what happens if Penn State does lose these three guys? You're looking at probably a either shuffling of pieces or a youth movement at defensive end. You know, I think it seems to me to be one or the other. So it's an interesting time. And at the same time, I think what they're looking for at defensive end is starting to take shape more and more. Like I saw Barton Simmons from 24/7 Sports a couple weeks ago had a video chat with Josh Lupoy, who was previously worked at Oregon, I believe, as a defensive coordinator, who talked about the biggest keys when you're looking for edge rushers. And he said length and quickness. And it would seem to support what Penn State is doing, especially on the length side at defensive end. It's not that Penn State didn't want guys who were 6'5", 6'6", before, but doesn't it seem like the length thing has become a little bit more in the spotlight over the last two recruiting classes?
Oh, it definitely has. I think when we were talking about the recruits, and again, I forget which conversation, which show it was, I think it may have been when talking with Ross about the incoming class and comparing some of the incoming freshmen. And again, I know body types could be a whole lot different, but it seemed to be the model was this 6'5", maybe 230 coming in, and in a year or two, they're 6'5", 255, and hopefully they've still maintained that quickness along with the length. So you're right. I do believe that has become the model, and the defensive end has been what seems to be the emphasis along the defensive line, and we've seen, I believe this coming year, they are definitely at least two deep on both defensive end positions. The way they're listed, Chaka Tony with Adisa Isaac behind him. On the other side, it's Jason Owe and Shane Simmons. And as you said, there is a very good chance that three out of the four of those top defensive ends could be gone after this season, and definitely two out of the four, which then begs the question, if you are going to dig into the defensive tackle position for someone to move outside the defensive end, who are the candidates, Dusty?
Well, I would look at the longer defensive tackles for starters. And the first one that jumps off the page to me is Joseph Darkwa, because he's 6'5", he's 287 pounds. And I don't know that I would be really thinking in these terms. And again, it's all speculative. I mean, that's all we got this time of year. But when Keziah Izzer was announced on signing day in 2020, he was announced as a defensive end. And he arrives, I think he's, you know, 6'3", 6'4", and 280 pounds. He's a big defensive end. And it just seems to me like what they're looking for and how they plan to use these guys is at this kind of crossroads behind the scenes. And it wouldn't surprise me if somebody got shifted and you would look maybe at one of the longer guys. But look at all these guys. Let's assume for a second P.J. Mustipher comes back at defensive tackle in 2021. P.J. Mustipher, Cole Brevard, Devon Ellis, Damian Barber, Judge Culpepper, Antonio Shelton will be gone, Fatorma Malba, Fred Hansard, Hakeem Beeman, Joseph Darkwa, Aeneas Hawkins. You know, those are all guys who are, you know, in 2020, junior eligibility or younger, or in most of those cases, sophomore eligibility or younger. So they've got a lot of really good, talented, young depth at defensive tackle. I don't think it's out of bounds to say, I wonder if they could change what they're looking for, if they could slim somebody down, for example. That wouldn't surprise me one bit at this point. But again, you know, if one or two of these really athletic defensive ends emerges as a true freshman or a redshirt freshman, that whole conversation shifts. We won't really know that until maybe the season begins. We start to learn a little bit more about what's happening behind the scenes. But to me, you know, the overlying point is, I think Penn State's recruiting philosophies seem to be evolving. And I think every school's recruiting philosophy, whether that's fueled by data or fueled by what you've experienced or who your coaches are or how guys are developing or, you know, any number of things, they should be your philosophy should be evolving all the time. I just, you know, I feel like it's, you know, the last couple classes, you've seen a couple trends. One is that length that we mentioned at defensive end. The other, you know, looking at Joseph Darkwa, looking at Fatorma Malba, for example, are guys who are raw, kind of inexperienced playing football at a high level, but who fit the part physically to a T. So it's almost like you're choosing what you're developing. You know, are we going to take a guy who, you know, in, let's say, Joseph Darkwa, 6'5", 280, all the physical potential in the world, get him in our strength and conditioning and get to work on him from a technique standpoint, and his upside is through the roof. I feel like those choices are kind of being made right now too.
And I get the sense that this program is confident in their ability to teach players. There are things you can't teach. You can't teach 6'5", you know, you can't teach length. The other thing you can't teach, well, you can make guys faster, but there's that inherent ability, that quickness and speed. And it appears that this program is confident that they could get the players with those raw skills. And this goes back a little bit to our conversation from last segment, Dusty, where we talked about quarterbacks. And you have guys, you know, the five-star guys, yes, it's nice to get them. They're the ones who have been productive and they have all the physical tools. But you can still, if you trust your scouting and you trust your development ability, you could get these guys who have those inherent abilities that you can't coach and coach them up to get them where you need to be. And Penn State seems to have been doing that consistently at the defensive end position. The tackle, you're right, though. There does seem to be a shift now where the depth is at defensive tackle. And that's been an area where previously they've struggled a bit getting the top-notch players at defensive tackle. So is there that switch now where the emphasis is at, not emphasis, I'm sure they want all stars at every position, but now it's the depth is showing at defensive tackle.
I just think it's so, Andy Frank came on our show, probably 3 years ago now. And I just found what he had to say pretty fascinating when it comes to roster management and looking 1, 2, 3, 4 years out and projecting where guys are going to be on the development chain. But to me, it just kind of suggested you're always chasing numbers on your roster. You're always trying to finesse and you're trying to push how many guys we need in this cycle. And you're always adjusting. And I think that, you know, Penn State's at a place where they're probably going to do some adjusting right now. I don't think that they went out of their way to focus on defensive tackles over defensive ends at the expense of defensive ends, but maybe their numbers have evolved and shifted and maybe they lost control of that number or something like that. But I think without a doubt, you know, the defensive tackle spot, one of their biggest weaknesses, you know, early in James Franklin's tenure. Now you got a lot of really good young players just lining up for that rotation, you know, and there's the competition should be a really good and healthy one where it's going to make all of them better in the long run. I think they're going to have to make some adjustments here at defensive end, or they're going to have to play some young guys. You know, that's the way that I see it, an adjustment or a focus on youth. And you got a lot of big, strong, long armed athletes over the past two recruiting classes that maybe you got a couple gems in here that the national recruiting services were wrong about.
And that's what we as Penn State fans hope that is the case. And as you said, that recruiting process is so complicated. You obviously want the best talent, but you have to manage the positions and add to it that transfer portal. It gets very complicated. All right, that is it for quarter number three. Stick around in quarter number four. We have Dustin's list of top James Franklin recruits.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.